The Hokage of Uganda.
And we're back.
And we're back again.
All right. Welcome, guys. And all right, there's no girls who are going to be watching this. But welcome,
there's
guys.
There's a couple waifus out there, dude.
Just all our waifus. This is American Senpai. I'm one of your hosts, Egan Robinson, joined by my co-host,
Logan J. Kuros.
Alongside our the glue that brings us all together, Eddie Ho Young.
Hell yeah.
And we're all stand-up comedians in Los Angeles. We're going to talk comedy, our lives, but mostly we're going to try to...
Talk anime.
Because I feel like most anime podcasts, or really anything about anime, is just too nerdy.
Yeah.
Not like I'm nerdy, but like I'm funny at least.
It's funny. Yeah. Like, I see
There's nothing that's funny. There's nothing about anime that's like... really funny, except for, like, TikTok videos, you know?
There's a lot of stuff that's funny about anime, dude. What are you talking about?
No, there's not something funny about anime. I mean, like, a lot of stuff that people make about anime.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, videos the and content, stuff, talking it. Yeah. Like, people are talking about their, like, One Piece theories and shit. I'm like, cool, man. Like, do you realize how fucking dumb it is that we all watch this shit?
Yeah, a lot of
we're all adults
stuff.
And we watch a bunch of cartoons. Dude. It's fucking kind of lame.
God, when I'm done watching a theory video, and I'm just like, what am I doing?
When you catch yourself in the middle of watching a theory video, I'm like... why am I theorizing about a fake world
I'm
right
a,
now?
I'm an adult man theorizing about a fake world.
Like,
what
man,
am I doing?
I gotta pay my rent and I'm just...
Hell yeah.
For those of you that can't see, Eddie just showed us some very tasteful hentai just now. Did you ever watch hentai?
I'm not a big hentai guy.
No, I mean not now. No, I didn't ask you to watch it now. I'm glad you don't. But did you ever like watch it when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checked it out, dude. There was this kid.
Wait, really?
Yeah, dude. Checked it out. Are you kidding me?
Me too.
Dude, those things pop up.
I know.
Dude, that's what happens. They get you every time.
Dude,
the ogres get you.
The ogres drag you in, dude. The ogres get you. Dude, it's literally ogres fucking tricks.
They know kids when they first find pornography.
Dude.
They're like, oh, dude. This.
No.
Yeah, the ogre. Yeah.
Did you just look up ogre hentai?
You haven't seen the ogre ad?
What did you Google to get that image?
Ogre hentai. You haven't seen the ogre ad?
No. Dude, oh, look up, dude, goblins, dude. There's a lot of goblin shit, too. No, because you ever watched Goblin Slayer?
No.
There's, like, the first episode of that, it's, like, it starts off as this fantasy world type thing. You think it's going to be cute and shit. And then this group of adventurers goes to a new cave to kill goblins. And each one of them gets picked off one by one. And then, like, one of the girls gets fucking raped by a goblin. It's like, whoa, this is a dark-ass show.
What the hell?
Yeah, and, like...
Goblin Slayer?
It juxtaposes her getting fucking raped by them. But that's not funny. It's not funny.
Dude, I haven't seen this anime before.
Dude, you fucking watch
it. That's crazy.
It's good. Not because of that, but it's good otherwise. But
is that like episode one? It comes out with that?
Episode one.
Jesus.
But it's like, and then the Goblin Slayer comes by and he's just like, see, you guys were too, you were too naive about the goblins.
Goblins
are like a low level like monster, so no one takes them seriously. But it's like, no, but they're fucking mischievous.
Yeah, they're mean.
Mischievous. Yeah.
Damn, you don't see that in Lord of the Rings.
But dude, probably happening, dude.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about anime. It's a more realistic look at the goblins.
Yeah.
Because that's what goblins will... If a goblin gets a hold of you, it's gonna get you.
That's like... Dude, that's like...
It's gonna get in there.
It's like a Berserk. What up? R.I.P. Kentaro Miura. You ever get into Berserk?
I have
you
not,
You know
no.
of it, though?
I know. Like, yeah, I know
I feel
of
like
it.
If you go to the gym at all, there's some dude wearing some Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so Berserk is like this super dark, really good, gritty fantasy anime that... is incompleted. It's been going on since the 90s, but, like, the author just died last year, so everyone's like, I guess it's never getting finished.
Oh, shit.
But there's, like, super graphic, like... It's, like, you always see... It's kind of like Game of Thrones. Like, you always see, like, these fantasy stories and stuff, but then you forget that, like, it's about monsters and human beings and stuff. Like, a lot of dark... Like, the dark side of humanity comes out in a lot of it. You know, like, there's a part where, like, women get abducted from a village by... goblins.
Dude, what the hell are these goblins?
And the goblins.
Do they get them? Do they get
sex with the women? And then the goblin child immediately grows. Their stomach and like bursts out of their chest.
Holy shit. Is it half lady, half goblin?
No, it's full goblin.
Full goblin.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that how goblins
are born? You didn't know how goblins
are born? Is that how goblins are born?
Two.
Okay, I noticed a lot of rape with these goblins in different shows. This can't be a coincidence. What is it with,
dude, someone's got to stop these goblins, dude.
Dude, we got to build a wall to keep these goblins out. These are bad hombres.
We need to start a
these goblins are bad hombres.
For these fucking a Me Too movement for goblins, dude.
Yeah, dude, I haven't seen any anime that dark.
Yeah, really?
Normally, the anime I see is like, what's like the darkest one I've seen?
Did you ever, maybe, what, Parasite?
Oh, Parasite. Yeah, that's for sure the darkest one I've seen.
Yeah, that's like the, that's like my intro that I always give people. If they haven't watched anime, I think it's the perfect intro anime.
Really?
Not because it is dark, but it's like usually I'm referring it to an adult, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to take anime seriously when you start with like all like the
Naruto or something. And,
Naruto, Dragon Ball Z people will watch. Yeah,
that's good.
Some of the more like kiddie type stuff that has like all about powers and fights, it's hard to get into the fight battle manga or anime. But then you take Parasite. Pretty much, this is my prerequisites for a show to suggest to someone who's not into anime, is you pick something that if they were to perfectly adapt it into a live action show, they would still watch it. And Parasite,
I like that.
It's like 20-something episodes. It's a really great, like, the plot progresses very rationally at a very good pace.
Yeah.
And it's dark. It takes place in the real world, so it's like, it's not some fantasy bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy for people to get into it because it's just, like, it's interesting and good.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a... Dude's got commentary about humanity and shit. It's fucking sick.
Hell yeah. No goblins, though.
No goblins, no rape. It's a great anime. Yeah. That's the bar for a good anime. There's no rape
in it. Jeez, dude. These goblins. I don't think I really see a lot of goblins in anime, actually. The anime
you
I watched...
watch the wrong anime. Dude.
Yeah, dude. No goblins in them.
Yeah, so like Berserkasm, Goblin Slayer, obviously.
Yeah.
Pretty much most like isekai, like fantasy genre type have them, if you like.
What is that?
Isekai. So isekai, it's like, it's probably the most popular genre in anime right now, I feel like. Did you make that happen?
No, but it got hot again.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, what's with your phone overheating, dog?
Dude, I don't know.
Dude, your phone's so hot.
Right.
Okay. So, we were talking about isekai.
Do you mind if I walk in front of the camera?
No, not at all. Dude, fucking keep coming in front of the camera.
Hi. Say hi to all our fans.
God, Eddie's my favorite, dude.
Isekai is like, it's like the most popular genre right now that people are playing with like the premise of it. But basically, it's like someone dies in our world and then they get brought to some fantasy world and then there's like, they'll have some type of advantage over the, they'll be born in this fantasy world with some kind of gift or some kind of power that, like, makes them the hero. They'll be expected to save the world or something. Okay.
So that was, like, the one... what was the one you told me to watch? It was the one where they're in the video game?
Sword Art Online?
Yeah, is that one? Because he's really good with online with his...
It's kind of like in a sec... Well, I mean, I guess kind of since they're in a fantasy world, but technically that all takes place in a video game, so I don't know if it counts.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count as an isekai.
My bad, dude. I'm trying to learn, dude. What's an example of one?
There is that time I got reincarnated as a slime. You've seen that, right?
I have not seen that.
Okay. So it's like this guy dies in our world and gets born as just a slime monster in another world. But then it turns out he has this, like, this total, like, overpowered, like, skill that lets him, like, eat things and absorb powers from them. So he just, like, becomes, like, super strong.
Oh, sick. And he's a good guy?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
The good slime guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then there's the hero is overpowered but extremely cautious. So it's about this guy who he basically has like a hyperbolic time chamber that he can go to in between battles. And so every time he fights someone, he's like, I got to go back and do push-ups. And he just goes back and does push-ups for like a year. And then fights another fight.
That's sick.
And then after he beats, even though he like beats him one punch, he's like, I gotta go back and do more push-ups. And he does like push-ups for another year. And then like, that's just how it progresses. He doesn't like go fight immediately after getting to the other world. He just stays in the hyperbolic time chamber as much as possible to get stronger.
So that it's like in Pokemon when you go to this is how I play Pokemon. When I beat the gym leader, after that I stay in the grass and stuff so much. Just to get my Pokemon so strong that the gym leader won't even be a challenge.
It's as if the basic premise of the show is you start Pokemon, you get your starter Pokemon, and then grind them to level 100, and then fight your first battle.
That's sick.
You just have a Charizard, and you're at fucking Brock's gym, just fucking flamethrowing all his rock snakes.
That's how you should do it.
Yeah. But
I'll check. Where can I watch the slime show?
That's on Crunchyroll. You have a Crunchyroll account.
Yeah.
Right?
So what does the slime look like? Because right now I'm picturing slime. I'm picturing a little.
He's like a little
like
blue,
a ditto.
Little blue blob.
How's he doing push-ups then?
No, that's a different. Those are two different ones. We're talking about two different stories.
Oh, what's the show? The push-up guy.
The hero is overpowered but extremely cautious.
That's what the show's called?
Yeah, dude, the Japanese, they love to have just these crazy
insane. Oh, I thought you were saying in the slime show, the hero is overpowered but extremely cautious.
Yeah, that's the name of a whole. I know. They love to have long names for shit.
Where can I watch Hero is Overpowered?
Probably Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll, I think, has most things.
All right, I'm going to check that out.
Well, now there's like a streaming war with like. Now, I've been saying this for years. There's so much value in anime, and now all these like big streaming giants are like, we got to double down on anime. Like,
yeah.
I noticed like. Every, like, Netflix, Hulu, all these people are, like,
they're starting to get more anime, yeah.
More of it, because it's like, oh, this is, like, $1 billion.
And they're starting to put out their own anime.
Netflix is putting out their own, Hulu,
they put out Baki, they put out,
Crunchyroll even has made their own, too. Like, they produce one of this manhwa, which manhwa is Korean manga. Dude, Eddie, nice.
Hell yeah, Eddie knows,
dude. Dude, hell yeah. That's why we have you here. Fuck yeah.
How's Korean manga? Is it as good as Japanese?
Manhwa. So, they're a lot more, maybe. I've only read about 3 or 4 of them, but they, I find that the stories are a lot, like, it's a lot more story-driven. It's pretty cool. But there's one called Tower of God that's, like, 500 chapters. It's, like,
holy shit.
It's, like, literally, we're just in the beginning of the story, and it's, like, 500 chapters in, but it's really
hell
cool.
Hell yeah.
Shit, what were we talking about? Fucking manhwa, manga.
What about, God damn it. What's the one? It's the new Netflix one where it's like gods versus humans.
And you know more. I started watching that. The Record of Ragnarok.
Yeah,
I think you're into that. Well, because they're all jacked, right?
Yeah, dude. I like all the jacked ones.
You like...
Dude,
Logan will only watch an anime if
dude,
the characters
what's
are
the, there's another... I always forget the names of these. Another one. It's kind of like Baki. It's like another fighting anime. Kangen.
What?
Kangen. That's another. It's Jack guys fighting. It's Jack guys fighting again. It's sick, dude.
That's why we haven't seen any of the same animes, because all the ones you watch are about Jack
dude,
guys fighting.
That's it.
I just watched ones about fucking teenagers saving the world. That's all anime is Jack teenagers saving the fucking world, dude.
Dude, it is. Speaking of Jack teenagers, I think we should talk about this because we're gonna see it.
Yeah.
The Dragon Ball Super.
Dude. Yeah.
Eddie, you're gonna
we're
come with us to see it?
Dragon Ball Super movie.
Hell yeah.
When should we do that? Should we do that before going to see Nick this weekend or maybe later?
Something came up, by the way, with that.
It's all.
I might be able to. Someone literally died.
Oh.
What's his name?
It's my uncle. But yeah,
I'm so sorry.
It's a funny joke, but
what isekai world would he be woken up to?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Was he also a firefighter?
No, it was actually technically my great uncle, so my grandpa's brother.
Made you feel bad.
Yeah.
Like,
no, dude, don't worry.
Brother.
That guy's not good.
Okay. Well, we called him our uncle.
I feel a little less bad.
Yeah. No, he was old. He lived a good life, dude. Yeah. Dude, it was sick. He used to just he would live on this ranch. He just went up there. He would ride his ATV around all day and just chill.
Dude.
He rocks.
Nice. Dude, your great-uncle's a lot cooler. Mine fucking... I'm not supposed to say this, but whatever. It's public record. My great-uncle...
Oh, God. I don't like where this is going.
My great-uncle, in, like, the early 2000s, he was a judge in, like, this southern town, like, below New Orleans in Louisiana. And he went to a party in full blackface.
Oh,
he was a great uncle. No. He got canceled in like 2003. You realize how hard you had to like, how bad you had to do something to get canceled that early?
That's great.
He was a judge and he dresses as a prisoner.
He probably could
dress as a prisoner in an orange jumpsuit.
He probably could have gotten away with it if he was like a black football player.
And I would have gotten away with it too.
If he dressed up as like a football player in blackface, he probably could have got away with it. I think because he's a judge and he dressed up as a black prisoner,
yeah,
that's what got him. Because 2000, you could get away with that.
His date was dressed as a cop and he was in handcuffs.
Was his date black?
No.
Oh, that would have been hilarious if his date was black and she was in whiteface.
Definitely not black.
Yeah, that'll
get
you.
Dude, I mean, like, dude, if you go, If you find enough pictures of people Halloween in the South, like even like
oh yeah
pre 2005, I think 2005 might be the cutoff. But like, I went to my brother's bachelor party in South Carolina.
This is good.
And we're at this bar, this crusty ass bar, and they have like a wall of like, it's like a collage of pictures of every of one of their Halloween parties each year, and like, dude, literally through 2005, there's like at least one dude in blackface in each one.
Okay, God, dude. Like, that's how it used to be.
This bar's fucking sick. No.
Oh, dude, back bar's so
fucking sick.
It's back
sick.
To manga. This is we can make it all connect here. Have you seen Mr. Popo cosplay? I sent
me pictures of Mr. Popo. The guy going.
I made it our group chat photo.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Look
there's
at
there's multiple white dudes dressed as Mr. Popo who is supposed to be like a demon or a creature. Okay, maybe that's not the. He's not supposed to be a black guy. He's supposed to be like a creature or like an alien or something.
But he's dressed as.
Did you see what they did with Mr. Popo when they did Dragon Ball Z Kai?
No.
When they did like a remastered version of Dragon Ball Z, and they thought Mr. Popo was too racist. So what they did is they filled the color instead of it being blue. Instead of black, he's blue.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Bright blue.
Wait, let me show.
That's Mr. Popo cosplay. Yeah, that's
disgusting. How could anyone do that?
Here's a picture of someone doing that at like a Comic Con, which is
and the thing is, it's too. It's like literally, I've noticed this in some anime. It's like literally their characteristics of a black guy is like the actual old blackface drawing, like fucking. There's a character in have you ever watched Shaman King? There's a character called Chaco Love.
Oh,
the main
God.
Black character in Chaco Love. And look at Chaco Love. And he just has like the round red lips, and it's like his super his power is like he can control the spirit of a cheetah he's from Africa, and that's his thing. Shaman King, it's like they all have spirits of like ghosts or like different apparitions, and then can like fuse with them and stuff. It's pretty
Chaco Love Shaman King. Oh, this guy?
Dude, well, so is that, you can tell they redid it. This is the newer animation. Let's see. See, look. You can tell that they got rid of it. They got rid of the very problematic lips in this one. But let's see. Let's find old Chaco Love.
Old Chaco Love.
Yeah, dude. Anime.
This is old Chaco Love.
Oh, yeah. They gave him the lips.
They gave him the lips.
At least they're not red in this one, though.
Yeah. But they are. They're pronounced.
They are.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
So, we were talking about this earlier off camera. So, you've watched all of the original Naruto, but you haven't gotten into Shippuden yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the second half of Naruto, they finally introduced the first black character. They literally don't have. For like 500 episodes, the first. Fucking part in Naruto, there's no black people in it whatsoever. And then finally, the second half, they introduce their first black character. He's very powerful. He's a tailed beast. When he speaks, instead of speaking in sentences, he raps.
No.
He speaks and raps, and his name's Killer B. He just raps when he speaks. That's his whole.
Yeah, is it because
they're like, let's make him rap to talk. That's definitely a good choice.
Is it because there's like not a lot of black guys in Japan, and they're like, oh, this is what
they're
like.
They don't even realize what they're doing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like there's barely any there, and so their characterization of them is literally a characterization of black people.
Yeah.
So like, they have him rap, and then it's funny too. They introduce a village, and it's just like, so there's different villages within Naruto. You know, there's a village hidden in the. There's like the Fire Nation or whatever, not Fire Nation, but Land of Fire is where the village hidden in the leaf is, where Naruto and I are at. They have the village hidden in the clouds in like the Lightning Nation, and there's just all the black guys are there. That's just the whole village. They just have one village with all them in it.
Oh, they're very segregated out there.
I mean, it's based off of ancient. It's based off of ancient Japan, which doesn't make sense, but yeah. But I think what it was is Masashi Kishimoto who wrote Naruto, he saw what his fan base was like. He's like, I should probably give him something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should probably give him some representation in this work of art that they all love.
Wow. Yeah. It's tough to think of, like, I'm trying to think of black dudes in anime right now. There's not a lot of them.
Yeah. I think the spiritual black guy that everyone accepts, obviously, is Piccolo. I think he's the closest one. But then after that, there's really not. And he's green.
Yeah. This is true. But you know what he does
that I think is very, like, kind of in line with this is that when his friend slash enemy dies, he takes care of his son for him.
That's sick.
That's so fucking sick.
That's ride or die.
And he teaches him. He teaches him about tough love and about life. And then, like, he's like his real
father.
He gets
him jacked.
That's like this is Dragon Ball Super movie coming out.
I'm hyped for this. It's
about
them.
Gohan and Piccolo.
And it's a father son movie.
Yeah, Gohan. Yeah. Piccolo is Gohan's real father.
Dude, I'm hyped for this.
I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father who stepped up. What's that? Yeah.
That's what's up, dude.
How much of this do you think we can use?
Good amount, dude.
All of it. Cool.
What do you think, Eddie?
That was all good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's our specialty.
But dude, honestly, I was thinking about it. So like Naruto, it's kind of interesting. Like for as popular and as like great, I mean, I love Naruto. It's one of my favorite anime. I got into it as a kid. But like, it really is weird when you think about it, the whole show is just about child soldiers.
It is.
Like they're like 12, 13 in that show. It's just like, yeah, they're just child soldiers fighting for their nation. They don't know any. But they were raised in this militaristic lifestyle. It's like,
yeah, in anime, it's like all these warriors are just children.
They're just kids.
Even like remember Gohan when he fought Cell? I'm like,
dude,
oh,
he's like 10?
Yeah, dude, he's
or something.
I think he was like 13 or something.
Still,
but yeah, he's just a kid.
He's
jacked as hell, dude.
And he's just like, yeah,
yeah. I used to get mad.
By the way, the world is on your shoulders, 12-year-old.
Yeah, hey, child. Now you got to kill this super freaking
that
perfect
no one
king.
Else can kill except for you if you just throw a temper tantrum.
Yeah,
that's all they're like, dude. His dad needs to die, so you can throw a temper tantrum and then save the world.
That is sick. And Dragon Ball, you just get. I wish I could be a Saiyan, dude. I just get angry enough, and I just get a power up.
Did you ever try to do that as a kid?
No.
You never tried to go Super Saiyan?
I never tried to go Super Saiyan. I thought anger would give me a boost.
What?
Have you ever tried to go Super Saiyan?
Like, actually?
Yeah.
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 You thought your hair would turn yellow?
I just thought maybe I'd get a little stronger, maybe like control my energy, you know, channel my chakras and chi or something.
I could see you doing that like recently.
I could see it. When I was a kid, I had like anger issues, so I thought like maybe if like, I got angrier, I'd just get just, like more powerful.
I did that. Yeah, I didn't think I would. My hair would turn yellow though.
Dude, yeah, I used to throw temper tantrums and like, I remember one time actually, I was at my friend's house. We both like love fucking. Actually, you know what?
Yeah, gay.
We both love fucking. It's my friend who we both watch anime together, and actually, he was the first guy I ever watched porn with. Did you ever watch porn together with like a friend when you were like 10, 11?
No.
Well, we didn't watch porn. We watched hentai together.
I was just about to ask if it was hentai.
We watched hentai together. And I remember one time...
Oh, were they goblins?
No. It was like... I remember watching a hentai on a newgrounds.com. And we saw a dude like... It was... I can remember it vividly. They were in like a dark classroom. And it was like these schoolgirls. And like... I don't know if it was a teacher or what. But he was like jacking off. Getting ready to like fuck them or whatever. But we didn't know what that was. I was like, what is he doing? He's like... moving up and down, and my friend's like, oh, he's preparing himself. And I was like, I want to prepare myself. That looks fun. Let's prepare.
Wait, so
we were just preparing ourselves the whole time.
Wait, how did you, so you're just watching this. How did you find it?
We're just on newgrounds.com, and there's like an 18 plus section or something.
Oh.
And we clicked that, and it's all like, there's all like hentai videos, and like, there's like some Teen Titans hentai shit that was pretty sick. It was like of like... Raven getting fucked by Slade. Remember Slade?
Yeah.
Yeah, Slade was just going to town.
Yeah.
Raven is pretty cool.
Who's hotter, Raven or Starfire?
Dude, Raven.
You like the goth one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? You're a Starfire guy?
I think I like Starfire more.
Okay.
I don't know.
She always seemed kind of like too dumb, you know? If I fucked her, I feel like I'd be like kind of pulling over on her, you know?
She does seem dumb.
She seems dumb and gullible. Actually, Raven, no, never mind. I might change my answer to Starfire.
I could actually
sleep with Starfire.
Raven seems mean.
Yeah, Raven
seems
mean.
It seems
mean,
like she would make fun of you if you didn't do a good job.
Put a curse on you if you came too quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. That would be rude of her.
But I remember, we were watching together, and we did it a few times, and then one time his dad walked in to us, like, doing it, and he didn't know what to, like, can you imagine being, like, a young dad in, like, your late 30s, and you see your son with his friend jerking off together, and they're like, oh my god, my son's gay, and then you see they're jerking off the cartoons, and you're like, oh my god, my son's really gay. No. It's like, he's just like, Egan, you gotta go home. You gotta, this is over. You guys are, they called my mom, they had to send me home and shit. It was hilarious.
Did you invite him over to be like, yo, just come join us?
No, we always slept over at his house. My buddy Justin, what up?
Hell yeah.
No, we, I
Justin's
don't know.
Dad, what up?
We don't like.
Have you talked about Justin's, talked about this to Justin's dad since?
I lost contact with Justin, when I went to high school, I think.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to, but. What's up, my dog? My day one.
Damn.
We should watch. Justin. We should play Kingdom Hearts and watch anime together. It was sick.
That's it. You should see what he's up to, dude.
Yeah, let's call him right now. I don't have his number, but
we should find him on social media. Dude.
I've tried. I have no idea where he's.
Eddie, can I plug my phone in here?
Yeah, you can plug it in.
Thanks, bud.
But I.
Can you charge your phone?
Yeah. He. I remember another time that I didn't go back to his house for a while. Was like.
Nice.
He would do this thing where he'd like. Take a figurine, and he had all these Dragon Ball Z figurines. So they had, like, this sharp, spiky...
Oh, hair? Sick.
And he'd throw it up into the ceiling fan, and it'd fly out, and, like we're like, oh, we're trying to avoid it. And he threw it up, and it hit me, like, right in the face. And, like, I freaked the fuck out and took all the figures, just throw them against the wall, and they're, like, little holes all over the wall.
Dang, were you, like, angry throwing them?
Yeah, I was not with him. You know, I was just... Dude, my mind went blank, and I went Super Saiyan. It was like Gohan after his dad got killed.
You went Super Saiyan.
That wall was Cell, as far as
that's
I was concerned.
Sick, dude.
Yeah. And I remember every time I went back, like, it wasn't for a while. Like, the fucking little holes were plastered over. Like, his dad fucking hated
dude, yeah,
me.
His dad must have hated
his dad
you.
Fucking hated me, dude.
You went out, you masturbated in his house.
Yeah.
You destroyed the wall.
Yep.
You made his son gay.
We don't know. We don't know. I don't know what he's up to now.
Dang. But, yeah, you should. You really should check up on him. See what he's up to, dude.
Yeah. Be like, do you remember that one time we did this thing? He's like, no, I don't.
I know. Please, I blocked it out.
It's like, oh, well, I mentioned on a podcast, by the way.
Yeah, what's his last name?
I'm not going to say. I'm going to do you like that, Justin. Yeah, man. We were talking about child soldiers before.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about it. Like, did you ever have some guy come to your school to talk about, like, I think it's a big thing, like, the Joseph Kony, like,
yeah.
Thing. I was thinking about it, like, they're, like, Joseph Kony pretty much, like, the Invisible Children might as well have just been, like, the Shinobi from the Hidden Leaf. It's the same, like, all these child soldiers in Africa, in, like, Uganda, it's,
yeah.
Like, they're just, like, yeah, it's the same thing, they did the same.
Yeah, dude, one just wanted to be the freaking Hokage, dude.
Dude, Joseph Kony.
One of those kids.
Joseph Kony was the Hokage of Uganda.
What's he doing these days?
No one ever found him.
What, really? He got away with it?
Yeah. I don't even know if he was even real.
Yeah, he really did.
Well, because did you...
Who was even attacking with those kids? Because they made it a big deal.
I don't know. Orochimaru? yeah, the village hidden in the sound. Akatsuki? I don't know, dude.
Yeah, he was... That would be sick, dude.
Dude, maybe he was actually fighting this greater evil. And he's like, I need.
He might have been.
That's how all anime stars, like, we need all these young boys to fight the fucking monster. Like, fucking Saint Seiya is an old anime, and it's like, we need young men to channel the power of the stars to fight Hades.
Yeah,
like,
that is, dude, that is the Catholic Church. You need strong boys to rise up and... battle Satan and get demons out of people.
Yeah.
But just sometimes there's a couple bad eggs in there.
Boys, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they get they not too good.
Okay.
They do some bad things.
Yeah. But you know, like, I mean,
and those are the conies, dude.
Those are the conies.
But for the most part, they're just normal Hokages, dude, trying to raise a couple boys.
They're just Hokages, dude. Every priest, every fucking bishop, they're just a Hokage of their own.
Yeah. And then there's a couple pervy sages in there.
Yeah. I don't know though, but the pervy sage is actually kind of sick.
He does rock, yeah.
Yeah.
He was horny for adult women, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them.
Also, he had white hair, but they never really clarified how old. I think he was like in his 40s.
Nice.
Like the ages in Naruto, so like Naruto and them are like 12 and shit. I think like Kakashi is like 21.
Nice.
Dang, he's a young fella.
Yeah. They're all like the age, because like they don't have a high life expectancy. They're soldiers in this.
That's true. Let me look up how old Pervy Sage was.
How old is Pervy Sage? Maybe like 50s. I don't know.
How old are you?
27. Nice. Dude, I got carded the other day at the Comedy Store, and sick. The guy didn't believe.
Who?
It was the only security guard that I actually don't know. And he took my ID, and like, that's the thing, is like, I looked so young that even my real ID, no one believes that it's real. So he sees it, and he's looking at it, and he's like, oh, you're from New Orleans, huh? Like, as if that was the unbelievable part. I was like, yeah, dude, yeah. I am. What, do I not
dumbass.
Look at? I
don't,
like,
you should beat his ass.
And then he's like, what's your address? And it's like, oh, my mom's, like, my home address, like, back when I lived with my mom and stuff. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember a lot of this shit. Like, I had to pause and, like, remember it.
Yeah.
He, like, asked me zip code. I'm like, dude, he went, where is it from? Address, zip code. And then he said, when did you get this ID? I was like, you asked me when it got issued? Who knows that?
Yeah.
Luckily, I did know because I just reordered it. But I was like, whatever. And then this girl that we know took a picture of me while I was getting, like, just hassled and posted on her story. Egan's getting his fake ID taken away.
Who did?
And then in parentheses
that?
It said, he's 17. And she tags the Comedy Store in that, and I guess they didn't realize that was a joke. And so, like, the head of security, like, ran out and found me in the patio. And he's like, excuse me, is this you in this picture? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, can I see your ID? I was like, yeah, that's a joke. I'm not 7. I'm 27. I was like, I'm so sorry you thought that.
Oh, my God, dude. Who are these people that don't know you? Who don't know who you are?
Who doesn't know me?
You're the fucking
king. I loiter there so much. They should know who I am.
They should know you.
I fucking crushed my one potluck. They should know who I am.
Oh, by the way, Pervy Sage, 54.
Nice. Still not that.
Yeah.
Like, for that much white hair, that's not.
Yeah.
White hair in your early 50s, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, Goku and Vegeta are like in their 50s now, I think.
But they're aliens. They don't age.
Yeah, right. They age very gracefully. Yeah. Saiyans.
Well, actually, do you remember Dragon Ball GT?
No.
Yeah.
When they just gave Vegeta, like, a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He looked old as fuck with that.
He did, yeah. Anyway. The mustache isn't a good look for him.
It was weird, but it was, like, just past, like, a Hitler chaplain. Like, it was a block, but it was just barely past that.
Dude, I really like Super Saiyan 4. What do you think about that?
Super Saiyan 4 is sick.
It's sick. I wish they kind of brought that back.
Yeah. Or at least, like, I don't know, had something, like, similar to that with, like, I like the Super Saiyan. Wait, what is it called? The new when they go, the blue hair. What is that called?
Super Saiyan Blue.
It's called Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah.
But no, it's Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan. It's just a mouthful.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah.
They actually have a. So you read the manga too for that?
Yeah.
Dude, the new ones. They say the colors of the new ones. Like Vegeta has like, it's like Pride Vegeta.
Or something.
His hair turns purple.
Ultra Ego.
Ultra Ego.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
That does rock.
That he just like embrace, like, yeah.
He has no eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's similar to the, isn't,
Super Saiyan 3?
Like, yeah.
Super Saiyan 3 had no
it's like,
eyebrows.
Whoa, why does him having no eyebrows make him so powerful?
We should shave off our eyebrows. Maybe we'll get more powerful.
We'll grow the hair a little more, shave off our eyebrows, scream a little.
Dude, should we, what should we be for Halloween? We should be something anime related.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was just going to go just Cobra Kai, dude, again for like the past. I've been doing that for
You
past
keep
three
doing
years.
That, dude. We got to change it up.
Yeah. But just something that you can show off the arms is fun.
Yeah. That's true.
Something where you can be like muscular, but you know you didn't try hard to be it.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, some dudes you're try getting some hard. Veins popping. You're looking
I
jacked.
I think it's just. Yeah, but like. I think it's just I have like bad vascularity.
No, there's no such thing as bad vascularity, dude. Okay, only good vascularity. Hell yeah. Eddie's jacked too. Look at fucking how jacked he's back
dude,
there.
Dude, I'm feeling insecure by looking at his calves, honestly.
I know.
I'm like, dude, those are
I remember the first calves. Time I saw him at comedy, he was in a long baggy shirt and shorts like that. And he had his. I think you were in a long sleeve shirt, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, see, I remember because it was
wearing
sick.
That pump
that
cover, dude.
Yeah, dude, he looked so jacked. It made, yeah. And he was funny, so I was like, hell yeah, dude, jacked funny.
Dude, would you be able to, I mean, I don't want to just drop it on you without you thinking about it, but would you be able to name who your favorite anime character is?
Favorite anime character? Do you have yours? Let me think of mine for a second.
So, I thought long and hard about it. Not that long and hard, but honestly, I think my favorite one, have you ever seen Yu Yu Hakusho?
I've only seen like two episodes.
Okay, my favorite character is Kuwabara. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Kuwabara is like, kind of the dumb comic relief, but then he has, like, these super cool, deep, like, manly moments where he just, like, he's, like, refuses to lose. And he's just, like, the butt of the joke every time, but then he, like, really comes and saves the day every now and then, and it's fucking sick.
That's sick. Because
he's, like, the everyman. He's, like, you know, all these other characters are, like, super cool and have their powers and shit, and he's just, like, this dumbass who, like, just won't give up. He's pretty much Rocky. He's this dumbass who won't give up.
That dude, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I like that, dude. Someone's got heart. That's what you need.
But he's literally the funniest character because he's just like, I was like, you're a mess. He like, half of his lines just,
that dude, hell yeah. I want to watch this now.
Yeah.
I want to see his dorky
as. I started rewatching it. I've seen it maybe 3 times. It's my favorite anime.
Really? Okay, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho. It was, if you ever watched Toonami or like Adult Swim, like early 2000s, it would come on like late at night. It was like about.
I think I might have seen like a couple episodes. Yeah, back
Yusuke Urameshi, he's a spirit detective.
It's been way too long, but I'll check it out, dude. I think my favorite. Man, dude, I used to love Teen Gohan when he fought Cell,
and then they made him a loser after that.
He became a dork, dude.
I think that's why they're doing this new movie just to redeem.
Yeah.
Gohan redemption.
Yeah, make him less of a dork now. Because
he became fucking just a dweeb, dude.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that like quits comedy to get like a regular paying job. He's like, you sold out.
What a loser, dude.
You sold out for a happy like wife and kid and family and income, you fucking piece of shit.
Dork.
Dude, you should have kept training with us in the hyperbolic time chamber.
That was
you had so much potential.
Dude. Oh, remember when Trunks showed up for the first time with a sword?
That was probably one of the coolest moments of my
show. That was so sick.
When he did it. Sword flare, dude. Why is his hands moving so much?
He was my favorite.
And then they just hit a sword for like no reason.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, the cut off the jeans. Like, this is his old. And then his hair, all of his hairs were all animated. Like, when he like
moved
around. I was like, that's so sick.
He was my favorite back then.
Just about that light purple color. I was like, that's a sick hair color.
That was so sick.
I definitely had the toy of him.
Oh, I had a couple toys. I used to have those little tiny Dragon Ball Z. Do you see those ones?
Yo, so
those are my favorite toys.
When I was a little kid, they came in packs.
You know, yeah.
What did it come in? Because I remember having so many of those just random things that I didn't even know what the characters were, a lot of the time. But the little small characters,
The little Dragon Ball Z guys, big.
I remember having a Dragon Ball Z themed birthday party. Dude, whoa, core memory. Like, I was like 5 or 6 years old. I actually still have one of the party favor cups at my house of Goku.
Oh, my God.
It is so cool. I'm like, Mom, if you ever fucking lose this, you're not my mom anymore.
I'm fighting you.
I'm just going to bring up
the toy.
Like, that'd be such a cool thing to have. Would be, like, the Party City, like, year 2000 Dragon Ball Z pack. But then she also bought a bunch of toys and stuff for all of it. Like, she would put them in. Oh, no. I know what I'm thinking about. We had an Easter egg hunt at my house. My house is 2 blocks away from elementary school. So we hosted an Easter egg hunt for my class. And my mom hid Easter eggs around our whole house. And they were full of the Dragon Ball Z.
Like these ones?
The small Dragon Ball Z figures.
Yeah, dude, these were my favorite toys I had. I would... those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I had them all. I would like hide. I would play with them all the time.
I remember I had
one. And then my brothers got a hold of them.
One I had that I didn't know what they were for, and I realized they were for like one of the movies that I never saw. I don't think I've seen it since, but Z movie.
Dude, do you know what's sick about having? I'm the oldest of 6 kids, and there's an 18-year gap between me and my youngest sister, so we still have all the toys from like when I was little. They're just like in a toy box, so it's sick. Like we still have some of those. Oh, I had that one.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yo, what up? This guy, he was like based off the Chrono Trigger like character, but I was like, who the fuck? I haven't seen this guy.
Yeah, and I
never did for like 10 years after that. Like, who the fuck was that guy?
Dude, same.
Did they just make him up?
There was Turles. Is it Turles or
Turles? Is Turles. The one from the Tree of Life.
Yeah, I had a Turles figure.
Yeah.
Is it Turles or Turles?
Turles. He looked just like Goku, but he was like kind of cool.
I had his figure, and I'm like, yo, I don't know who this guy is. This guy's sick.
Yeah.
Is this evil Goku? What is this? And then I finally found out, and I was like, even cooler.
Yeah, I remember having a large size Raditz figurine. I don't know why. I didn't like Raditz, but I like Raditz's power. He had a move called Double Sunday. It just had two giant orbs, and he's like, double Sunday.
Oh, I remember that from the video game.
It was sick. Yeah. Dude, that was the most annoying. Do you remember the Dragon Ball Z Budokai video?
Yeah.
The most annoying fight was when, like, Piccolo is, no, Goku's holding him, and you had, like,
the
sticks.
Dang, these are the days, dude.
And, like, I had noticed, I was, like, 6 years old, I was like, what the fuck is it telling me to do? I don't know how to move my thumbs yet.
I remember when I just played Game Boy, there was, like, a Zelda game I used to play. I remember there's a part you had to press the button really fast, and I could never do it. And I always go to my mom, and I'd be like, Mom, can you do this for me? And she would press the button for me fast.
What's crazy is the keys just, like, kind of vibrate, like...
Yeah.
You just had a finger.
I was like...
Yeah, because we're, like, doing this, and we realize, like, you just fucking fingered it.
Yeah. Dude, I failed.
Yeah. I remember when I would play Dragon Ball Z Budokai, I'd stand in front of it. And, like, I'd the more intense it was, I would, like, keep standing more, thinking that would help me fight the battle.
Yeah, did you
and
get
then
into
I just
it?
Kept losing it.
Yes. God, dude, that game was the best.
Dude, and then, like, how many? There's 3 Budokais, and there's Budokai Tenkaichi. I think I lost
Tenkaichi
track of those ones. But I remember having all the Budokais for sure.
Was Tenkaichi 2 the last one, or did they make a third? I don't think they made a third, right?
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
But, dude, I at least had, like, 8 Dragon Ball Z video games.
Dude, they're the best.
The Game Boy game, where they're all, like, little 8-bit characters.
Yeah, like, dude, I love those games.
The Legend
of... Oh, my God.
Is it called Legend of Goku? Not Legend of Goku.
Yeah, no, there's... I think it was Legend of Goku.
Yeah, something like that.
And there's Legend of Goku 2.
Those ones were cool. You know, if you got a lot of stuff like the last one, you could become Gogeta.
I don't think I did that.
Dude, I didn't.
I got that far. Justin, who? Oh, your buddy.
Dude, Justin got the game.
He was the best.
This is so sick, Justin. How do you do this?
God, Justin rocks, dude.
Dude, Justin was pretty sick.
Hell yeah. Eddie, who's your favorite anime character?
Kirby.
Come on. No.
Hell yeah, Kirby.
That doesn't count.
How does it not count?
You know, actually, I guess it does, because they did have the show of Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby right back at you. Was that 4 kids?
But is that anime, or is that...
I don't know. I think it technically counts. It's from... Japan, like Kirby, and then the Sonic the Hedgehog, like, cartoon.
Okay.
Sonic X, I think was the name of the cartoon.
Yeah. All right, we'll give it to you. Who's your second favorite?
My second favorite?
Yeah,
don't say King
Dedede.
I don't know. I watched Tokyo Ghoul.
Dude, nice.
Yeah, whoever the girl in that was.
Oh, Toka.
Yes.
You like Toka?
Hot girl. Is she hot?
Kind of, like in like a schoolgirl kind of way. I guess that's every anime girl.
Whoa, like, no, Eddie likes it. Eddie
actually,
likes
she's an adult.
Eddie's the pervy sage.
But like in like a emo school, she had like hair covering one of her eyes, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay.
Did you Google her age?
I like. Have you ever seen that?
What?
That's one that I just suggested to one of my buddies to watch, Tokyo Ghoul.
I have not seen it. What's that girl's name?
Toka. Touka. Yeah, I know how to... I tried to teach myself Japanese one time, so I know how to spell things. Honestly, watching anime for long enough, you do get kind of a elementary grasp of the Japanese language.
Eddie, she's 17. Damn.
But wait, what are Japan's...
You're a pervert, dude.
No, wait. What?
But after chapter...
Yo, look at Japan's age of consent,
though, Eddie.
But also factoring that this is a fantasy world that doesn't exist.
Eddie, after chapter 89, she's 18.
13. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Japanese age of consent is 13?
Yeah. So many more anime make sense.
Yeah.
Now.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Holy
what?
Shit.
Yeah.
It's the lowest of any developed country. Oh my God. However many...
I mean, that's horrible. Kimochi warui, which I think that means disgusting. Kimochi warui.
What does that mean?
Disgusting.
How disgusting?
Yeah.
Dude, you're good at learning Japanese.
Dude, one time I went to you know Ai Yoshihara, the Japanese comic.
No.
Girl, she hosts like Flappers and like the Hollywood comedy sometimes.
No.
Well, she was hosting one day, and like she's talking about how she's Japanese from Japan, and like you listen to her talk, you know she's
yeah. And you said how disgusting?
No. But
you said,
I knew, and also I knew from her name, like, some people when they see, like a Japanese name, I guess if they don't know enough, they're like, oh, I guess she's whatever. It's like, if you know what Japanese names look like, you can easily spot one. It's pretty easy. But, but anyway, so, like, I go up on stage, and I, like, say some I say like just a word or something in Japanese, and she's like, "Oh, your pronunciation very good." And she's like, "Do you know like why is that?" I was like, "Yeah, I've just seen anime all my life." I was like, "Yeah, it's my Japanese pretty Subarashi. Subarashi.
Hell yeah, Subaru.
Subarashi means marvelous, I think.
Subarashi. Like that?
Yeah, Subarashi. Subarashi. It's always some dude saying like, Subarashi.
Subarashi.
Subarashi desu ne.
I'm gonna, yeah. Dude, can you teach me some Japanese while we're on the show? Yeah.
Dude, wait, let me try to think of some,
Subarashi.
Do you want like a word, or do you want like a phrase?
Give me a phrase.
Hajimemashite.
How is it?
Hajimemashite.
Hajimemashite.
It means nice to meet you.
Hajimemashite. Hajimemashite. Like that? Is that better?
Or like maybe you don't have to add that much flair. That's what you're saying when you said it.
Hajimemashite.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hajimemashite, everyone.
And then.
How long have we been going for, dude?
Well, if we cut together everything, it'll probably be about an hour right now. So you guys, if you want to wrap up.
Yeah, we can start to wrap up. Let's.
Say stuff that you have coming up. You know, say what you're excited about. You know, say like your favorite anime.
Hell yeah.
What you like about each other.
Yeah.
Dude, I just love loading the muscles.
That wasn't genuine. I like how funny Egan is, dude. He's a very funny guy. And
I really cherish Levin's friendship.
I'm not done. He's very funny. And when I first saw him do stand-up, I said, wow, I don't like how funny this guy is. It makes me jealous.
Dude, okay. Dude, I have that same feeling when I see Logan sometimes. Like, man, that's a good joke.
Yeah.
You're happy for your friend when you're angry at your friend. You're like,
yeah.
Man, he's so good. I fucking hate it. Oh, my God.
Every comic who I'm, like, actual friends with,
I'm at least jealous of them a little bit.
I've had at least one moment where, oh, wait, what'd you say? Yeah, every one of them who you're friends, because that means they're...
You get a little pissed off when they do really well, because it's like... Because you compare yourself to each other, not in like a competitive way. I mean, a little bit, but it's also like, we're supposed to be all in the same realm. Like, we're in the same class.
And yeah.
It's like Vegeta when he sees Goku getting so much stronger. He's like, I need to go Super Saiyan as well.
That's what it is. Dude, you love to see your other boys
going
Super
Saiyan. You get pissed off. Dude, we're all rivals, pretty much.
Dude, this is the thing. You want to see your boys become Super Saiyan, but you don't want to stay base level.
Yeah.
If he's Super
gotta
Saiyan 3.
You got to see your friend go Super Saiyan.
But then you also...
To get the motivation to also go Super Saiyan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I think that's a good... Yeah, no. Logan is my Tomodachi. It's friends.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what Tomodachi means?
Tomodachi.
Oh, I thought you were just... I didn't know that's what that little thing was.
No, that's Tamagotchi.
Oh. I thought you were calling me Tamagotchi, dude.
Fool. Bakayaro. All right, I'm done with the Japanese words for this episode. All right, guys. Only guys, because that's probably all it is. That's it.
There's probably some hot babes. Give him knuckles. He's been holding his knuckles up for you for a while.
This probably won't... I don't know. This probably won't come out before your show, but Shoebox Comedy.
Oh, yeah. We got Shoebox. That's every month, Shoebox Comedy. We're probably going to take a month off in September, and we're going to revamp the show completely.
Hell yeah. Eddie, what you got
going
on?
Bring it back. Start better than ever.
I'm not on the mic right now.
But Eddie's...
I probably won't come out before Thursday, but, dude, do your show that you're
going to
be on.
Next month, 4K Comedy at the Virgil, 9-8, September 8th.
Thursday.
What time? 9-8 at 8 at the Virgil. Come see us do jokes and see a awesome special guest.
Hell yeah. Dude, yeah. 4K Comedy, Shoebox, two of the best shows in LA.
Almost History.
Oh, yeah. Check out my other podcasts, Almost History, which is a history podcast with my buddy Ben Gordon, who I run Shoebox with. And then my other fitness podcast, Sets and Reps, that Egan named. With Nick Simmons, very funny comic, and that's our fitness podcast. And so we're going to, next episode, we are going to have seen the new Dragon Ball Super movie.
Yeah, we're going to see the Dragon Ball Super movie, discuss
we're gonna discuss that.
Eddie's going to be mic'd up, finally.
Hell yeah.
And
the boys are going to say what we thought about it.
Dude, hell yeah. Boys.
Boys.
Shonen.
Shonen Jump. All right, peace.